On the first day he created the heavens and the earth with all its darkness everywhere. And he said, let there be light, and there was light. And he called the light day and the darkness night. On the second day he divided earth and heaven, and evening came and morning came that day. And they were beautiful, and he loved them dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can say. On the third day all the waters came together in order for the dry land to appear. And the earth became so full of vegetation, once it had separated from the seas. On the fourth day he made the moon and the sun, and evening came and morning came that day. And they were beautiful, and he loved them dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can say. On the fifth day, the waters teemed with living creatures, and so many birds were flying high above. They multiplied to fill the sky and waters in response to his creative love. On the sixth day, he made more living creatures. He made them in so many different ways. And they were beautiful, and he loved them dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can say. It was later on that day, before the evening, he created in the image of himself. He created both the male and the female to be fruitful, multiply and fill the earth. And when he saw what he had created, he saw indeed that they were very good, and they were beautiful, and he loved them dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can say. Yes, they were beautiful, and he loved them dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can say. Were now completed, and so he rested on the seventh day, pleased with all that he had accomplished. He decided it should be a special day to celebrate all he had created and still creates, yes, even to this day. For you are beautiful, and he loves you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can say. Yes, you are beautiful, Auntie loves you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can say.